What's up? This is Joe from the Buckeye Cast, bringing you Justin Fry, offensive line coach for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and some of the offensive linemen, mostly the older guys. They left the freshmen off of this interview session. So we got Justin Fry, number one. Then we got DeJuan Jones, then Donovan Jackson, then Enoch Vamahi, then Josh Fryer, then Zen Mahalski, then Matthew Jones, and Luke Whippler, and finishing up with Paris Johnson. Hope you enjoy these, and I'll be back to wrap it up afterwards.
Justin, obviously
you were
here last year,
and
can't compare.
We got Matt Jones down here from the West, and we're going to put
Luke Whippler is right now. How's he doing?
He's doing well. Right? And when you take a lot of reps, and just that's when you become better. You start slowing down things in front of you. Early on, we're fast, and you know what you're looking at. Whereas now, the game's slowed down, so he's communicating better. And then the guys around them are seeing it the same way. So all of these guys, that's what we've challenged these guys the next 2 weeks at camp. Who do you want to be? You want to be a great player? You want to take the next step? And that's what we have to do. And that starts with fundamentals and skills and building those things so that that can match the talent level we have. Because if he's a talented guy, it needs to play that way.
What could he be?
Elite. Best. Number one.
Why do you say that?
Let's just say his athleticism is, how does that translate to how does that help you? How does that help a run game?
Everything. I mean, if you're asking guys to do, whatever style of play you're doing, right? If he can handle a guy more in a single block than having a double team up inside all the time, that probably helps somatically. But that just depends on what we're doing, right? The biggest thing with him, though, is like he loves ball. It's really important to him. He wants to know why. And then he's got a little roughness to him. So the toughness, like that's also a skill set. Like you build that, and that's one of his high qualities, too. So whether we're asking him to reach block, back block, pull, whatever those may be, if you have toughness with it, on top of wanting to do it and knowing what you're doing, then you're going to play at a high level.
For you, being your first camp with this group, what are some of the priorities? What are some of the things you're looking for out of the whole O-line unit?
Base, spin, balance, and burst. That'll never change. I'm not trying to cut the question off. But great offensive linemen play with great pace and great bend. They're in balance. They're not on the ground. And they burst. They run off the ball. They pass set with urgency. They know what they're doing, and they play really, really fast. And so as a coach, I can't say, oh, we're looking pretty good. We're veteran guys. Let's go on to something in right field. Because at the end of the day, I said this in the spring when I first got here. So it's going to sound like I'm beating a dead horse. But you got to work those techniques and fundamentals and put those in the toolbox every day, because you have to pull those out in the middle of the game, because it's blocking and tackling. We block them, they don't sack CJ. They don't tackle our running backs, balls down the field. If we don't block them, they don't tackle us. And that's as elementary as it gets. So we try to stay focused on that. And every day, what we're working, why are we working it, and how fast can we put in the toolbox so that on September 3rd, when we need to pull that out, it's shiny and polished and ready to go.
How are you seeing the depth come along right now? Are you seeing guys that you're feeling confident in?
Yeah, I think, well, we just had the pads on for 2 days now. So this week, right, it's the grind. It's necessary to make the system work. And so you get through. So some of those young guys that developed in the summer, they got more comfortable in the summer. All of a sudden, you put the pads back on, it starts flashing a bit. You got to see those guys play. They've got to feel the physicality, the friction. So as we get through this week and the next couple of weeks, that's when you really start to try to maybe pencil guys in or shift some guys around. But right now, we got to go play ball. We've got to identify those younger guys that can creep their way up the depth chart.
I know, Zen Mahalski, Josh Fryer, a couple guys in those backup tackle spots. Just what are you seeing from both of them?
Right now, they're just working. They're buying in. I mean, that's just every guy. There's not a guy out there right now that's kind of showing up. And, you know, we're talking about taking reps or using reps. Those guys are using their opportunities. They're using reps. Whether they win the rep or lose the rep, they're using those right now. Those guys, as you said, the young tackles, Enoch's in there working his butt off. You got all the young, Jacob James is back and feeling good and fighting. So as you just work your way down the youth of that, these guys right now are just, they're all just working. And it'll shake out as it goes.
Justin, look, we saw two practices, you had all two freshmen working with the tackles. How much of that is the depth of the tackle position right now versus the philosophy of what you want to do with young guys getting there?
I think it's a little bit of both. The speed of if a guy can potentially play out there, then you get the guy on the edge so that he feels the speed of the game out there. And then as you move in, you feel more of the physicality versus if you start everybody hunker down inside and then you try to work out. It's just a different animal out on the island. So I think it's a good teaching progression for those guys, if they can handle it. And those guys can, if learning the speed, learning the things out there, and then kind of reeling it back if you need to.
Do you like the message you give to recruits?
No. you recruit guys saying you're going to work at this position. Those guys came in, I mean, knowing what they were looked at to be. But the good thing is you got to play the five best, right? I mean, across the country, you see that where, you know, you would love to slot. This guy's a tackle, this guy's a guard, this guy's this. But if your backup right tackle is not number six, then you got to slide the right guard out to be right tackle. So your six best guy is the backup right guard. You have to play your five best. And so the more you can just see what guys can do, the more comfort they can have doing a couple of tasks. You can't spread them too thin, but at the same time, like I said, with those young guys, you start with speed, you start them in space, see how that handles, and then see where you can move them from.
Justin, you and Mike seem to be the most maybe hands-on or intense coaches on the practice field. I don't know if you agree with that assessment, but would that be a nature of the position you coach or your personality?
Well, it's not a competition. I mean, obviously I'm way younger than Kevin Wilson, so I probably have a little more juice than Kev, right? You can tell him I said that too. No, I played it. That's the way to coach them. They feel you. They got to feel your passion. You can't stand back there and just bark at a dude and cross your arms and look at your script. If you're in it with them, if you're passionate with them, they feel that, then they'll thrive off that. So, I mean, that's not even really, that's just me. And then I look for guys like that, and that's what Mike does. I mean, there's four eyes and two mouths seeing the same thing, and that's the most important thing. It's not a different message. It's not, hey, you need to do this because I want this. That's who he is, too, and I think the guys are, they like that.
Not to compare or even compete, just what's been the feedback for the way you run a practice? I mean, I know you have 15 in the spring, so they've had an acclimation with that, but how do they like what you guys bring them?
They like to get better. They, meaning every player in the history of the game, these guys especially, they're craving coaching and teaching and getting better. So once again, I don't think they're looking for like a certain personality type, but if the player and the kid feels that you care about them, you're pushing them, and you're trying to maximize them, and you're making them better, then that's all that matters, and that's what every one of these guys is. There's no pushback. There's no, you know, they're all at a different skill set or level, but at the end of the day, you just got to make your guys better. That's the most important thing. And that's how I look for that.
Justin, those four Bs that you mentioned, is that new to your guys? Is that something, or are you just kind of is it new lingo for, you know, things that they may have been used to previously?
I think that's the game in itself.
Yeah.
Maybe the verbalization of that might be new, but I mean, you can bring my daughter and my wife out here and ask them, like, can you block a guy when your toes are together and you're standing straight, or would you rather have your legs wide? You know, Lauren Schreiber, like, well, you probably need a base, right? So I think just the emphasis and the verbalization of that as an emphasis, and then when we go to drills, we're drilling this and here's why. I got you, coach. Then if they can see it, you know, then they start putting that picture together.
Justin, how has Paris continued to kind of get acclimated to the space at tackle compared to where he was last year
outside? Reps. Yeah. Busted his butt all summer, getting comfortable in space. Like all the stuff you said, he's just working. It comes with the speed and the space. And then you got a guy like Zach Harrison and JJP and Jack and JT, and you got dudes across from you rushing you every day. You better get acclimated pretty quick. And he's doing it.
When he kind of first made that switch back, did you see him having to have to get used to that again? And then I guess where he's at now.
Absolutely, because you just talked what we talked about earlier. He was inside for 12, 14 games.
Yeah.
And then now you get moved on the island. It's flashing a little quicker there. But the guy's tough, too. He's a fighter. He wants to be great. Like everything he does is because he just wants to be great. So looking at those guys. And once again, like, I'm new here, so like sometimes I'm like, well, this guy's talking cliches. Like, no, it's just fact. He wants to be a really good player. He asks for the tools to be a good player. He takes those skill set and those tools to when he's live, and then they start working, and that's when you build confidence. And he's doing that right now.
Justin, you've already been asked about it. Go ahead.
I was just wondering about the decision to put Donovan and Paris together and Matt and DeJuan together. Is that more about comfortability with those guys, or is something you like about how their skill sets sort of complement each other?
I mean, I feel like our guards are explosive, powerful, tough guys, and our tackles can do the skill sets we need them to do. So there wasn't something really deep about that, but be more simpatico left and him to the right of that, and there was none of that, no.
Kevin insinuated that maybe Donovan was getting that left guard time just because if you had to move him outside, that would be an easier adjustment.
Yeah, that just goes to what I talked about. You got to play your five best. So that's what camp's for, right? You get going, and like you said, we build the depth, and the two start showing up, and then this guy's this guy. Who's the next guy in the game, and how do you shuffle your checker pieces to make sure that you're covered on the board. So could that be a piece? Yeah, maybe if we need it to be, but I don't know that yet because we haven't even been in, full pads. Yeah, we're just still working in the uppers. That's what we're finding out this week.
Justin, Ryan in the spring kind of called the unit out and wanted to see more depth, and I know you've already been asked about how the depth's coming along, but did you see guys like Zen, like Jacob James, those guys who were borderline in the two deep, did you see them take that as a challenge this offseason?
Yeah, we all did, right? Myself included, right? So, yeah, the summertime was great. They came out. It worked when we weren't here. There was, it's not extra work. It's where you do it till you know it, right? A lot of people say, oh, we got to get extra work in. If you don't know it or you don't have it yet, it's really extra. There's no time stamp on it. Those guys work this summer, and they are comfortable. Like we said, we just got to keep practicing. We got to go watch this tape, see the good today, the bad today, the ugly today, and trim the fat and keep working. But, yeah, like I said, everyone included took that. We got to build that, and then that's what we're going to do. And so we attack that, and they attack that individually, and we build as a unit and get through camp, see where we're at.
How much has DeJuan's body transformation changed what he's able to do on the field?
I mean, it's going to, if you could go in the weight room and walk around all day with like a 45 or 50 pound plate on your back, and then the next day you took it off, you're going to move a lot better. So anytime a guy gets in great shape, it's going to help. Maybe under 60, I'm not saying that, but yeah, and same deal. Once they get a little taste and they see the success and bear a little fruit and understanding of what's going on, that's huge for those guys, right? And so, yeah, if I can move a little better 10 pounds lighter, then I'm going to do that.
I know you weren't here when he first got here, but there was all the talk about how much he loved basketball and whatnot. Does he look like a basketball player playing football, or is he fully football?
He's a football player. Right. Good feet, heavy hands, important to him. He's fighting to be a better version of himself every day. The basketball stuff, though, I mean, you can use that with these guys still talking, right? Especially as Indiana guys, right? With DeJuan and Josh and myself. And we tell Zinni's from Kentucky because he's right on the river. But those Hooper guys, drop step and do something. It's like you're cutting a guy off at the baseline. You remember when you did that versus Beach Grove? Oh, yeah. So it's maybe more of a teachable thing. But Isaac, that guy's a football player. He can play hoops, right? We could probably put together a pretty good, like, 5-on-5 squad, but he's a ball player.
How about Paris, just from, like, a mental perspective? What most impresses you about his preparation and his film study?
He pushes it right to the peak. He wants to be great. He wants to have all the information. He wants to gather it all. His biggest thing that he's learning right now, he's doing an unbelievable job, is like, I don't need to like look for everything. Just work my way to the right answer through the tools, the technique, whatever the front may be. So I'm not looking for everything. I see exactly what it is because he wants to know everything. Learning the way to get there as opposed to being omniscient, right? That's offensive line playing itself, too.
I was asking Coach Day about this. There's a world famous situation that happened here in 2014 at the Buckeyes winning the Virginia Tech game. And Virginia Tech jumped into a Bear defense, and the Buckeyes offensive group had not prepared for that, had not seen that, et cetera. And I'm just wondering, in preseason camp, in spring preseason, how much do you want to expose them to sort of the different fronts that a team can surprise you with, theoretically?
Yeah, that's part of it. You got to build the toolbox. And so, try to simplify as much as you can for the guys of what's the front family? Is it a 4-down front? Is it a bare front? Is it 3-down? And then the exposure to that. But it's the same deal. You can't paralyze a guy going up saying, oh, is this the one where it's, nope, it's, hey, there's berm, it's 4-down, this is what we're doing. Done. There's, oh, this is bare, here's our skill set, here's our calls, this is what we're doing. So you have to build that. It can't be the first time you see it is when you see it, but you're not going to overwhelm those guys or water it down to, have them serving in that way, too.
How much time do you spend on that every day or every practice or every, I guess with Justin, is kind of what y'all do for a living, really?
You're in an installation phase, so you're trying to touch on the base stuff and then build from there. There's not necessarily a checklist per se, but make sure in certain protections you touch those with the quarterbacks, in certain run schemes you touch that with the tight ends if they're involved, if the running backs need to see something. So you try to just go through your installation phase and build your glossary, and then week by week, what's good versus this, here's what we ran this week, and then you just kind of work that way.
I think when you got here in the winter, you talked about you wanted your offensive line to have kind of a presence or another team to feel you, I guess. Something short, and everybody knew that you were going to run, and you wanted to be able to kind of be good in those situations. How do you kind of coach that over an offseason, spring camp?
You can start showing them, like, through this, like you talk about it. You
paying off, you know what I mean? You really don't pay attention to it until probably like now, like when it's time for ball. Like, you'd be like, okay, the time to put in the summer work with Coach Mick and everybody and your teammates is starting to pay off.
How much have you lost?
I lost about like 10, but, you know, I go back and forth from there, so.
How do you feel different on the field right now?
From last year, I feel way better. I feel faster, a little bit healthier, I would say. You know what I mean? Last year, I was in like 3-7 knees and some. Sometimes I would get like kind of higher. You know, it gets colder in the Midwest. You can't really control your body weight. So it's kind of like a tough challenge, I would say.
So you had a 360?
Yeah.
You're saying you kind of need to be lower now because you're going to, you know you're going to gain?
Yeah, I know that. And then I know that for my future, it would be better to lose weight. You know what I mean? It's healthier. It's, you don't need all that load on your knees. I just need to keep losing, honestly.
Does it help you in space at all more?
I would say so. Pass pro, for sure. You know, your feet kind of go with you. And I see sometimes in pass pro last year, I kind of, you know your weight going into the game. So I was like, yeah, I was kind of heavier that game. So I would be like, yeah, I need to lose weight to help me out in that aspect. Because, you know, run game, I do that, I would say, okay, pretty well. But, you know, the pros make the money playing pass blocking.
So when you hear C.J. Stroud go out and talk about a team of football players could be competitive with a basketball team, and you having the basketball background, what are your thoughts on that?
I say, you know, I don't ever find myself, but I could have played basketball. So everybody voted me as the five. I appreciate that from my teammates, but I wouldn't even vote myself. So it's kind of cool that my teammates all did that.
But how do you think those games would go if you guys went against the basketball team?
Yeah, I'm saying, we said, even in the locker room, we'd be like, yeah, street ball, we got them for sure. Because, like, there's no, like, foul calls that you can really can call. But, like, with a referee, they probably get us, you know. But it ain't going to be, like, no blowout.
Hey, Duan, is the right side of the line better than the left side of the line?
That's an interesting question because I say we're a team, so I wouldn't say any side's better. So we're equal. I would say everybody's getting better, both sides, Donnie, Paris, and then me and Matt, you know, the Jones brothers. That's what we go by, but we're not actually brothers, so, yeah.
What are you seeing from Zemichowski
offseason
development growth?
He's improving every day, you know what I mean? He loves passing like me, or he's really tight with his hands. I wish I had my hands like his. He's tight with them, and once he gets off the ball and starts rocking, I don't think nobody really can stop Zen, honestly. The only person that stops Zen is Zen, so I think that's like a major key for Zen. Is to get out of his own head.
Is there a little bit of a bond between Indiana guys on this team?
Honestly, yes. I would say Josh Fryer is my roommate for the hotel, so we've never been together actually, like in the hotel. So I think that's cool. And so, you know, I mean, we've known each other. I've recruited him here, so we've known each other since then. And further, plus that, Zen, I make fun of him all the time because, you know, he's right there that borders Indiana and Kentucky, so I'd be like, you're really from Kentucky, not from Indiana. And then Caden's another Indiana guy, and that's my guy. We ride home all the time. He takes me home. We chill. We just talk. It's my dog.
Duan, does Patrick pick your brain at all about what it's like to play tackle at this level and the speed of things there as opposed to playing guard?
He asks me a lot of questions. That's his coach, so I don't want to be the coach, but he definitely just has a older guy, he asks me a lot of questions, and knowing that I have experience in playing that position, he's stuck on the spot, I would say. So once he gets his spot figured out, his spot progress, I think he'll be overall pretty solid.
What's some of the feedback, I guess, you've given him about playing tackle at this level?
It's tough to say. Sometimes he likes to just be reckless. You know, you playing tackle, it's not guard no more. You gotta be patient. It's a whole different game, especially left tackle. I feel like when I played left tackle, the game was a little bit faster, so that's why you gotta be patient so everything comes in play.
Duan, somebody asked you this already. You talk a lot in the spring about being able to maybe handle that speed rush a little bit better. What have you done since spring, maybe throughout the summer, to accomplish that?
Everything with Coach Fry, we've been doing drills all summer. Even back home when we went on break, I was working drills. you know, putting it on live just in case anybody want to watch it, just so anybody else want to get better. And, you know, I'm not afraid for anybody else to get better besides myself. And I think it's working out. And so you see it out there every day. I think I just keep getting better for the season, honestly.
I think you said a couple weeks ago that you lost 10 pounds or so. Is that partially with that in mind? Does it need to maybe just be in a little bit more athletic shape to handle that? Or?
Yeah, for sure. I would say the 10 pounds was a thing I needed. And they always try to compare it to, like, just putting a 10-pound plate on your back or at least a 45-pound. They'll put it on my back just to remind me, like, just not to go back that way. And so I did it the other day doing planks, and I just put it on my back, and I was like, yeah, no, I can't put no extra 20 pounds on my back no more.
So you feel a difference on a practice field as well with that?
Yeah, you know, when you're heavier, it takes a toll on you. It's like everything's slower. Your body moves slow. You move slow. And so when you move slow on the field, you can't really move, get out like that. You're doing ways. These guys like 6'7", 260, and like Zach, and they're running a 4.9 or whatever he runs fast. I know that for sure. And he's getting off the bar. So you can't be 370 and think you're going to block him.
You credit attacking the workouts, but have you done anything with your diet? Have you given up something like canes or whatever? I mean, what's behind that?
I honestly don't eat canes, so I don't really eat much fried food. I mean, if I do, it's like maybe like my grandma made it, just because, you know, that's nobody replaces her food. But definitely cut down some stuff. I'm more of like a portion person. Like, I stop eating less. Like, stop eating certain meals, certain things. Just, you know what I mean? Just got to start avoiding things.
How heavy was the plank, or how heavy was the weight on your back?
We was doing, after practice, we had lifted, and I had a 35-pound plate on my back.
And how long can you usually do a plank
for? Minute plus, for sure.
And what was it that day?
I think Coach Mick had us do 40 seconds, just 40 seconds.
But you were able to get through it.
Oh, yeah, that's
harder.
Were you doing the planks in the weight room, like you're doing another set of something else?
Oh, no. He it was part of our reps, and so I was just doing it. And no, we was doing abs with the plate, and so I was like, let me put it on my back just so I can see like what it's like. And so I was like, nah, I can't go back to that.
summer, I'll just say, just trust me in my game. You know, there are times I'd be unsure of myself, and I'll go, hey, like, I'm here for a reason. Just got to play like it. And the coach might help me with that a lot. So I can be like, yeah, like, calm down. Like, stop making selfless. So I really appreciate what he does. During the summer, obviously, you're right, we're not paying attention to anybody, so we work on more of the technical side, you know, getting ground in the first step, you know, keeping your weight distributed properly in the set, making sure your hands are in the right place. So, some of the little things like action here start getting moved, it's not something that, it's not a new concept, it's not something foreign to us. So, it's exactly what we've been doing all summer, repping out, and now we just let that start working against the line. From the couple of days of how Enoch, he's a great roommate. You know, how you guys ask us drive or how we distribute it, but I like that Enoch. Oh, I don't know about that one. If it is, you know, that's the problem, I think. Yeah. You know, 315, there's a lot of guilty pleasures in there. You know, probably more than I should say, but, that's a hard question. Yeah, I did work in with too, but he has so many questions, but love receives, you know, I believe that we all compete as one unit to make sure that CJ stays the main straight out of his holes and brings those left right moves better. You know, we just try to make ourselves better. His mentality is amazing. You know, his work hard mentality is he does almost everything right. His hands are amazing. You know, I learn a lot from what Boston can do. fired up. I'm used to, you know, like 105 with humidity. So when they're like, oh man, it's going to be like 76, 85, you guys drink up. I was like, I think I'm fine. You know, I'm a heavy sweater, so I got to use my hydrant.
Has definitely helped me to become a better player.
Is that just because you've been in the program longer? Is it understanding the offense a little different? What do you attribute
that to? A little bit of everything. Time definitely played a factor into it. You know, when I first got here, I was, like you said, a little undersized and not as confident. But over the years and through my training, it's pushed me from the strength staff. Getting stronger, getting physically more capable of doing what an offensive lineman has to do. That is ultimately helping to become the person I am today.
First day in pads today, right? I mean, how different is it to go against some of these defensive tackles again, just to kind of get that feeling of having to hit and be hit again?
Yeah, you know, it feels good. I mean, over the summer, you know, that off-season was awesome. Work out crazy, right? And it's all for this moment, this next upcoming month. You know, Notre Dame is coming here. And, we got to protect the shoe.
Ty Hamilton's a guy that's sort of getting a little bit of buzz here in the last few days. What have you seen out of him growth-wise from last year to today that maybe people should be paying attention to?
I think kind of similar to me. Ty has definitely become more confident. And you can see that on the field, off the field, just his demeanor. Two other guys that have been doing really good as well are Tyreek and Mike Hall. You know, those interior guys are working out there, and they're helping us get better, and we're making them better as well.
Pass protection-wise, do you feel like you guys can hold up and do the kind of things you were able to do last year? It seemed like at times CJ had all day to throw the football. Just how important is it to maintain that, I guess, going into the new season?
Yeah, we know what we have in our backfield and who we have on the perimeter. And so our goal is always to get him to deliver the ball to our playmakers. And I feel like if we were able to do that last year, I think we would be able to do it 10 times better this next upcoming year.
Mm-hmm. And run blocking, some games were great, some games a little bit of struggles. Coach said maybe some of the fits weren't necessarily perfect or whatever. Just what's your thought about that and how you guys can take that to an improved level this year?
You know, just listening to what our coaches have to say. There's a reason why they're put in the position to coach us, and there's a reason why us players are here to learn from them. And they're giving us great information, great technique in order to do that. And we're looking to get that ball in between the hashes and get them 6 points.
How good is it to get pads back on?
It feels great. You know, like I said a little earlier, we did all that training in the summer. Really strenuous, really taxing, but it's all for this. And it's all for this upcoming month, September 3rd. And we're preparing.
Let me ask you about how different is he this year?
Oh, I mean, I don't think he's ever been different. I think more people are just starting to hear that who he is as a person. Luke has always been a great leader. He's always, he's a student of the game. Always talks to us about what we can do better and always tells us about the stuff that he's working on to get himself better. And he's here to stay after with the young guys, stay after with even the older guys. You know, just doing those things, being a leader and like texting the guys out when we have a meeting and stuff. You know, just those little things have all culminated together for him to be, you know, the man who he is today.
The center is obviously leading the line. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's
kind of
a mentor for that role.
Yes, he is,
for sure. And for you, are you talking this spring about your struggles? How are you doing with that stuff? And how
do
you feel right now?
You know, it's been tough, but, you know, I got my brothers with me, you know, especially the young guys. I feel like part of my role here as a vet is to bring the young guys up. Tag, Avery, Carson, George, you know, they're the guys that are going to help me to become a better man, and I'll help them become a better offensive lineman.
Which of those guys is really
kind of flashy? I'm going to say my boy Tag. Yeah. You know, he's, whenever we do it in the groups, he's always my left tackle, and, you know, he's out there in the field working, he's trying to get better, trying to be a student of the game, and you can see that early on.
Where are you playing primarily?
Right now I'm playing in left guard.
How's that going?
It's going well. I feel like I can play it. Kind of like I said in the spring, I'm kind of Swiss Army knife. I can play with guards and tackles, so it's really anywhere you want to plug and play me.
Mm-hmm. What are your impressions of him?
He's a great guy. You know, he's my roommate right now in the hotel. And, you know, just seeing, you know, the competition, and whenever I do a rep, he's there to help critique me, and whenever he's doing a rep, I'm there to help critique him. So iron sharpens iron, right? And we're there in the room to help each other. He's been nothing but that.
You know, you've probably been asked this already, but how important is it you have a good preseason camp and come on big time, if not as a starter, as a prime backup and stuff? Do you feel the urgency there?
I do. I remember sort of a similar topic said to me in the spring, and I kind of reiterate what I said then. Time's coming to a close, right? And I only have so many years left here, and you know, I could definitely feel the pressure, but that pressure also comes with me taking extra time for film, me staying after to perfect my craft.
Do you feel, compared to a year or two ago, what just feels different about your game in particular? Where do you know you definitely improved?
My confidence. I came here as a 250-pound skinny lineman from Hawaii, and kind of a deer in headlights, as they said. But as the years have went by, and I've gotten great older guys and vets that have helped me to put me in the position I am today, and that confidence has grown year by year.
Hey, I'm not asking you to put anybody else down. I'm just asking you from the standpoint of what's going on now. What is different about the way Coach Fry coaches you guys, inspires you guys? Can you explain it?
You know, Coach Fry is an intelligent coach, and you can definitely see that. He's there to help us, and all the techniques that he's introduced to us over this past several months that he's been here, we're starting to click with that now, and we're starting to utilize all the drills that he has given to us for the spring, the summer. We're starting to integrate it into our actual plays right now.
Can you give an example so people can understand what you're talking about?
Using our hands. You know, the one big thing that we talk about here is the difference. The difference between my hands being inside versus the man across the line from me. And, you know, if we're able to get our hands inside, nine times out of ten, we've got to play over with, right? So, we combine that with a great feet, knowing it's out there.
days later, so I look up to you guys, seeing how you guys lead yourself and work and stuff, and I just want to be one of you guys that works and works and works and does anything. Mike. Yeah, shout out to Stu. Stu's really good. I think he's the best in the business. Obviously, got me back in eight months. That's what our timeline was. So I think he did have some on that. So that's good. I think it just symbolizes that. Well, it's here. I think that's all of these guys are tough. I would say Zach, JT, Pat Fry, JP, Mike, and Mike's out there, Jack, I think all of them are really tough. They have their special moves, their special rushes that they do that we'll have to react to them and see what they do. It's 100 times easier because, I mean, I played in the game last year. Sometimes we should say accurate and all that. And when I'm sitting out there, I'm like, this isn't Zach Harrison, I'm going to take this and try to fight it. And I basically leave it. Getting back was, I thought it was pretty easy because we have Stu there. He's really good help. Now all these guys know that Stu's a really good help. I think Stu wants you to work and makes you work, and when he works, or when he makes you work, I just feel better, and got me back like one time. It was torn ACL. It was during the warm-ups, and just kind of popped, and then went back in, picked it up. I thought it was just like a miss or something, but yeah. I wanted to play in that. I wanted to play in the field once again. That's the game that I'm playing. It's really tough. Knowing that, like, I mean, the first team's obviously good. Second team, you have a little help. I think you need leadership too. And that's why I think I'm coming back. To get that leadership in the second team. And like I told the guy, I want to play out of this bad play. I think just working in practice, working against these guys, and what they'll work to actually. Yeah, I think Stan's come along. Jacobs, center Jacobs knows everything. He tells everybody what to do. I think Ben's come along too. I think he just has to be a mature body. He's a body. All of the kids is a big deal there. And that's what I'm looking at. I think him not asking as many questions and him just understanding what our technique is. Yeah, I think it's really hard, but I think it also shows that you need discipline. And I think when you show that, I'm sorry, I think it's good. I think showing discipline, having that urge to play, but like you're not there yet, but you have the urge to play, I think it's the best key to have. And when you're the most tall, they're saying, hey, Josh Grimm, tackle right now, but I can play all five. I know I can play all five, so that's the key that I like. Yeah, I think so. I think Matt did an unbelievable job last year, and that's where I envision myself.
Hey,
just he's the GOAT of Indiana. He won a race talking about Larry Bird, so shout out Larry Bird if he ever sees this. Yeah, I think we're really close. I think mainly talk about basketball, but also we talk about football, we talk about NFL players, we talk about their sets, we talk about what this guy does, what this guy does, and I think altogether it's getting us better out here on the field practicing in the game. Yeah, I think Sin's matured a lot, and I think maturity of him is unbelievable, and I think when he takes it in the meeting room, he asks questions, but they're questions that need to be asked for Zen. Like, Zen knows almost everything, but he just needs to get that little bit of growth and maturity on the field, and I think he'll be able to do really good for him. I would say just know what you're doing on the field and going through it. It's good in practice, he did have that in practice, but like also the maturity of not hanging your hat on, like, oh, I had a really good day, I'm here, just keep grinding and grinding and grinding. That's what I think that's going to be good then. Yeah, I think since hands are really, really good, because he gets the spot and he knows where to put him. I look at his pass rush up sometimes, and I think I take a little bit off that, but it's never stop throwing and stop running. So. I think I would make it 6-man. I think, I played basketball. I think I was pretty good, but I think I'd be a 6-man. Or if they wanted me as a coach, I'd be the coach. I think it's unbelievable. I think any high school kid that's looking to come play college football, I think they should play any sports. I think they should do anything with your feet, keep moving, keep moving. Because if you have a really good feet, it's often fun, and you're going to get beat a lot of times. Thank you, guys.
Like, you've really come on. Your teammates are saying nice things about your coaches. Like, what's been the difference from last year, other than just being a true freshman last year, now redshirt freshman year? What's the difference for you, Zed?
I think this offseason, I really tried to focus. And like last offseason as a freshman, you're kind of like in survival mode, like everything's new, like trying to get through stuff. But this offseason, I kind of felt like just talking the whole room, like we needed depth, we need to step up. So I was like, I just took a lot of time with Mike, our GA, right after spring ball, and we just did, I feel like we did endless drills, probably. Just trying to get better, trying to build my confidence, just in pass protection and everything. And Coach Mick, just the whole offseason being on me, trying to get me better. So I think that was a big factor of it.
Yeah, Coach Day was also talking to you up at Big Ten Media Day. So it sounds like you're going to be the second team left tackle to start out with. How's that going so far?
It's going good, yeah. First practices, five practices good. Pad practices, just, you know, we gotta get back in the speed of things. Like, it's long, hard practices. So, like, at the end of practice, you can't be gassed. Because, like, if you go up there gassed, you're just gonna get torched, especially pass protection. That's what I'm trying to build right now, and just trying to get better every day like that, pretty much.
The Indiana connection on the other line, with Coach Fry, yourself, and Josh Fryer. I think you and Josh are pretty close, I think. Just speak about that a little bit, if you would.
We talk about it almost every day in meetings, like me, DeJuan, Josh, Coach Fry. Yeah. Someone will bring it up. I mean, Josh will go by Indiana sometimes. Like, it, you know, it's a good thing. I love Josh, DeJuan, we're all really close.
Who are you competing with for that backup, competition? Who are you competing with this month?
I guess it would be one of the freshmen right now. It's just they're still learning the speed. Obviously, this is some of their first practices. They didn't come in the winter, so they're still adjusting to it too. We're just all trying to get better as a team. Really, the competition definitely helps. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
How much more comfortable do you feel now than you did a year ago?
Definitely more comfortable. I feel like last year, starting out in the threes, you're going up there in the middle of team run, and you're like, I'm walking up, you forget everything. Like, you know, the play, everything goes out of your mind. But now I'm trying to, like, you know, communicate down the line, make sure everyone knows the calls, just get everyone, just trying to be on the same page, pretty much. Still trying to build, trying to get comfortable in pass protection mainly still. That's probably my biggest thing. But yeah, definitely more than last year.
Are you to the point where you're kind of taking ownership of that spot right now? Or are you still swimming a bit?
At the second left tackle spot? Yeah. I feel like over the offseason, with the amount of work that I put in with the GF, like I've been owning that spot, I obviously have a bunch of stuff that I got to fix. I'm not perfect in any way right now. So, yeah, but I definitely think I have a lot more ownership than I did last year.
How's that feel?
Oh, it feels great. It feels great. It gives me a lot more confidence knowing that other people have confidence in you. And it's not like you're getting thrown in. Like last year, I got when we had injuries, I moved up to the second string left tackle for a lot of the practices and stuff like that. I didn't have the ownership of it, but I definitely feel like I do now.
Remind me how much weight you put on since, I believe, the end of your junior year in high school. Weren't you like 215 pounds or something?
Yeah.
Through that, and how much you weigh now?
Right now I'm 310, so I'm about 100 pounds. It's rough. Gaining weight might, a lot of people will look at it as just getting to eat a lot of food, but it is so much more than that. It is, I'm a big, like, sweat. I lose a lot of calories at workouts, so, like, after workouts, I got to eat. Like, immediately I have to eat certain times with a certain amount of calories, and, like, sometimes you don't want to eat, and sometimes you're really, like, you might be sick and you can't eat, and you lose, like, 10 pounds, and you have to fight for that back, so it's rough, but I'm really happy that I was able to gain it.
You're cooking a little bit of everything, like protein shake, eating as much as you can, as you're saying, because you're working out. It's not like you're just sitting around eating Big Macs all day.
It's a lot. I got into a good routine during the summer is where I got a lot of my good weight, I feel like. Once I figured out the eating patterns I needed to eat on, like the certain times of day, was a really big thing. Once I got that down, it was so much easier. Because at first, I was just trying to eat like one or two big meals, and then you're not gaining any weight because you're just filling up quick. But yeah.
And the big weight gain came between your junior and senior years. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Basically, how much did you gain at that time?
I probably went in my junior year around 285 or something, so about like 70 pounds. Which I'm sure it wasn't all good weight because I'm in high school. I'm like, you know, workouts aren't nearly as hard. I'm just eating like whatever. But once I got here, Coach Mick got me on the right schedule and Kayla for sure.
And then you started blowing up as a recruit. What was it like when a school like Ohio State started knocking on your door?
It was really hard because I'm a guy that I think a lot kind of in football. So like I get a lot of pressure on me. Like, I remember my senior year going into games like, you're walking on the field, like everyone's like, oh, is that the Ohio State recruit kid? And you're like, you gotta live up to the name that you got given, like the O on your chest, pretty much.
Do you view this year as an opportunity? I mean, Harris and DeWand are both gonna have NFL decisions to make after this year. Do you view this as an opportunity to kind of prove yourself and put yourself in that position to potentially start a year from now?
Definitely. That is something that I've thought about a lot, and I've talked to a lot of the coaches about, and just that I gotta really step up this year, and I gotta get out of the bad habits of like a freshman player. Like, I'm still pretty young as a player. Like, this is just my second camp, so I got a lot of stuff to fix, but I have a whole season to fix it. So I'm pretty confident.
When you hear them talk about, you know, the need for more offensive line depth, like, do you feel that as like a pressure yourself that you need to be one of those guys who, if somebody goes down, you need to be ready to step in?
Yeah, I remember last year whenever we lost Theron Nick, like, those were our guys. Like, those were the people I looked at. Like, Nick was my big brother. So when he left, I was like, and my spring ball meeting, Coach Day talked to me and was just like, our depth at O-line, like, unless that's something that is very crucial right now and that we're kind of nervous about. And I feel like it did put a lot of pressure on us, and I got with Josh and the other guys that are starting it. We're just like, man, we got to step up and like really help. Because, like, if someone goes down, it can't be like last year where like we got to like move people around. We got to have people like go in and fill their spots up.
All right. Thank you, Zen.
Oh,
thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Of course.
Hey, Matt, you started games here. Your fifth year senior now. You're getting a chance to be a full-time starter, man. How's that feel?
It feels good. Just getting better and better every day. Working my technique.
Just speak kind of close to that. Thank you.
Getting better and better every day. Working my technique and just keep going.
I know it's early in camp, but how are things going for you personally, and how are things going overall with the O-line?
Everything is going good. O-line is doing great. We're all communicating and working together, just watching this film and getting each other better.
What are some things that Coach Fry has brought to the table that, that really stand out to you?
Just everything, just the energy. I love everything you do, just everything. I take the time, teach you everything you struggle with, and everybody grows.
What about you physically? Are you about the same size you've been, bigger, smaller?
Same size I've been. Just trying to maintain my weight and everything.
Which is, what are you, about 315?
315, yeah.
Hey, Matt, I know the offensive line needs to be a cohesive unit, but is there a rivalry between the right side and the left side?
Not really. I mean, everybody, we just all try to work together. Everybody's trying to work together, and we're just trying to grow.
Which side is best? I want to create that rivalry.
it's hard to say. It's hard to say. We try to balance it out, and everybody's work hard.
I'll ask Luke.
You guys are more veteran on the right side, though, right?
I mean, whatever you guys see.
Matt, can you describe the hunger you have in yourself? Like you said, finally becoming a full-time starter kind of dude. What does that mean to you? Does it feel like an achievement reached? I mean, just explain what that feels like inside.
Most definitely, and I'm proud of myself for not giving up and just keep on pushing myself, no matter ups and downs. And I'm just happy to be where I'm at now, and I'm just going to keep on pushing and growing.
If you look back on the last several years, it's just been a matter of just somebody else happened to be there, you know what I mean? I mean, from the standpoint of getting that big break to be the full-time guy?
I mean, you know, you just got to trust the process. You know, there's always going to be obstacles thrown at you, and you just got to go with it, you just got to go.
Where have you grown most besides Jackson for Mike and Williams? Where have you grown the most, do you think, as an offensive guy? Not size-wise, but just the game.
The game, it really grown on me, just learning different positions and just learning how to play. Like, I'm comfortable wherever I go, and I'm just proud of myself for that.
Yeah, Coach Day basically says he likes this lineup with you, Luke Whippler in the middle. It looks like it's going to be a more physical, more leverage unit. Do y'all get that same sense? Not putting anybody else down, but do you get the same sense?
Most definitely. Like, we all work together. Like, everything we do together. Stretch, working technique, film, and whatever we see, we fix, and just keep it going.
But on the field, do you feel like a powerful unit, I guess, is what I'm asking?
We feel great. Everybody feels good. We all know what we're doing, and we all just feel like we're executing a job.
You said you're proud of yourself for never giving up. Was it ever hard? Not that you would give up, but are just a thing, I don't know, like maybe this hasn't gone exactly as I hoped, or maybe I would think about going somewhere else, or like what was that thought process like for you?
Well, I never thought of transferring or anything, because okay. That was never in my mind. I just thought about the things I gotta work on, what I gotta keep going. Like, I asked Coach 101 what I gotta work on. Okay. So whatever I gotta do, I'll get it done.
Okay. So again, like Tim was saying, this time a year ago, right, you're right in the mix. You think maybe you're going to start, and then there's some shifting around, and you wind up not doing it. Your reaction to that was go into Stud's office and say, what do I need to do to get better?
Yes, sir.
Why is that the kind of person that you are? How come that's how you responded instead of getting mad or maybe thinking about transferring, which all would be reasonable, mm-hmm. right?
I mean, growing up, everything was just about, like, it's going to be ups and downs to things. And this program, I love this program. The way that we work together, the brotherhood, and I did whatever I had to do. I mean, coach, tell me what I got to work on. I just got to work on it.
Why do you love it?
I just love the connection that we have as a team, and everybody just grows. Like, I feel like if I go anywhere else, it's not going to be the same.
What do you tell you?
You need to get better at when you have to
know. Just work on the little things, just my technique, keep my base like slower, like break down better, because the fact that you get beat inside, you got to know how to react faster, and then I progress from that.
The biggest difference between Coach Fry and Coach Studrow, what's different about the process?
I'm not going to say it's a difference, but I'm going to say that both coaches are great, and Coach Fry also brings all the energy, and I just enjoy the time he takes to teach.
How does that manifest itself? I mean, how does that energy show up besides him talking really loud? Obviously, Coach Studrow had coaching board problems.
I just feel like he's just a great coach. Just everybody just loves him, and we just all take the time to get to know each other, and we all work together in progress.
Technique-wise, has he changed much? I mean, what would you say about that?
Technique-wise, it definitely had a big change. You know, I learned a lot, learned myself, and things I got to work on much better. We try not to waste like the little things like wasted motions and just attack. So that's pretty good.
As we were talking about earlier, you've had some starts under your belt, you've played. Is there a game that kind of stands out, Matt, that's like, man, I played well that game? Is there a kind of a game that stands out?
I believe that Clemson game, I really enjoyed that game. I had a blast just blocking for Justin and Trey Franklin. That was pretty good, and I just had a blast that game.
With how much you have played, do you view yourself as a returning starter?
I definitely view myself as that. No, there's no doubt in my mind. I'm just going to keep on going.
Matt, when you like look at your starter quality, clearly, right, with all the stuff you did last year, like you had reason to feel that way, right?
Yeah.
Like you knew, if they need me, I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, they not to take anything for granted, you're still in camp, but like you kind of have a spot now, right? Yeah. I mean, here you are in year five. You talk about ups and downs. This is a pretty good up, right? You're in line to start for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah.
You've had not downs, but you fought to get here, right?
Yeah.
What's it like when you're on and up and you fought? You fought for 4 years to get here.
I mean, it's something to smile about and just be happy with yourself, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people struggle to do what I do. And I'm just proud of myself and just holding on. And now I'm just going to keep progressing and keep going.
What do your friends and family think about this, the way you fought to get here?
There was no doubt in their mind. My parents have never doubted me or tell me, have a second thought of anything. Just keep it saying, just lock in, just keep going.
And again, you've had great moments here, right? You talk about the Clemson game. My gosh, that's a huge game. But, like, what do you think it'll be in the shoe Saturday night against Notre Dame? And here comes starting guard Matthew Jones. What do you think that
is? It's going to be great. I'm more of a person who just locks in and just like focus on everything I got to do. And I just can't wait. I feel great.
So listen, in the transfer portal world, transferring is a really good option for a lot of guys. You guys have that right now, and you deserve to have that right. Why you say you never thought about it? Why?
Because the fact that I feel like nowhere else would be the same. I feel like if I was to transfer, it would be different. Like, there would be more obstacles coming my way.
Okay.
And I feel like right here is where I need to be. I just got to work on what I got to do.
I know it's been a while, but taking back to your recruitment coming from Brooklyn, I know Curtis Samuel went to the same high school. How much of that played into you coming to Ohio State? And you're kind of a big-time recruit. Like, who was kind of your runner-up if you didn't pick the Buckeyes?
Really, I didn't have that much choice. I mean, I visit here, and I'm a person, I kind of look at what's there, like look at how the atmosphere and the coaching, and not just the coaching, also education-wise, just what they have to provide. And ever since I visit here, I felt like home.
So Curtis didn't have much to do with that, it was just kind of a coincidence?
Yes, kind of a coincidence.
Do you guys still keep in touch, I imagine?
Oh yeah, most definitely. We always keep in touch. He always asks how I'm doing. Just motivate me to keep going.
It's a breakout year for him this year.
Hope so. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Hey, do you have any roommates for this season that you'll be living with during the year?
Roommates? I do not have any roommates.
You're living by yourself?
I live by myself.
How did you, like, reach that? I mean, a lot of guys do that, but is it something like, I just want to relax when I get home, or how do you come to that decision?
Something like that. You know, sometimes you be around the players a lot.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just want to have that little time for yourself to clear your mind and just put your mind at ease.
Yep.
Is this your first time doing that, living by yourself, or have you always been?
I've always lived by myself.
Okay, so this isn't like an NIL thing. It's a neighborhood thing. This is just something you've always done. Gotcha.
Yeah.
What do you do to relax when you go back to your place? Do you play video games? Do you listen to music? Do you watch TV?
Mostly music. Yeah. Watch a little film and something to work on my car.
Work on your what?
My car.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What kind of car?
300 ZX.
So you're a car guy? I'm going to act like I know what you're talking about. I'm not a car guy.
Is that because of NIL?
No.
Oh, okay. You've had it before then.
Yeah, I did. Okay. It's a sophomore year.
Now, last question. Matt, when you were asked earlier about what it might be like on September 3rd and the announcement happens, do you feel like there is a difference in practice when you are the starter as opposed to playing crack that? Do you feel that already?
I feel like there is no difference. You know what they say, practice is harder than the games. You just got to work on your technique. You just got to go. You just got to work on the fundamentals you have to struggle with. And just progressing those, so I don't really see it as anything different.
So not being at the front of the line, and none of that feels any different for you?
No, just ready to go.
All right, thank you, Matt.
How different do things
feel for you this year? I mean, last year at this time, you were, you know, thought you were going to be a backup and got trusted to it.
Yeah, I think things have changed pretty much a lot since this time last year. I mean, last year, of course, I was competing for a job and hoping to get some time on the field. And now it's after playing 13 games and getting a lot of snaps, live snaps at least, it's really, really been instrumental of how much my growth has been, especially with Coach Fry coming in and things he's been able to teach me. And now I'm getting to the point where it's starting to play the game inside the game. If anything, once the game starts to slow down, it's not only just trying to do your position well, it's like, how do I do my position well? What are the proper technique? How do I get my angles here? How do I get my hands perfectly? So I'm just trying to instrument great technique and playing the game inside the game.
Said last year too, this maybe from the spring of your, no, it was last year, but your two hobbies are working out and watching film.
Yeah.
How long have you been that way, and do you have any other hobbies, main hobbies other than those two?
Yeah, I've been that way pretty much since high school. Like my sophomore in high school, I've really just accepted the grind of it. I think that's something I really enjoy. And for me, I'm like a little kid that gets to play what he loves to do. I mean, that's like kind of how I look at it. I wouldn't want it any other way. For me, that's really my hobbies. I mean, in season, out of season, I like to fish. I love to play golf.
Fixing your hair for you.
yeah, so I like to fish. I like to play golf. But for me, watching film, working out, I mean, in season, that's all there is to it.
What do you think of Coach Bryce since he just came by? What's he been like? What's he kind of brought to the table that kind of stands out?
He's been awesome. I think he really, his experiences at Boston College and UCLA, being at Boston College, having the East Coast feel, and being able to run the ball down your face and understanding run game progressions, and then going to the West Coast and learning under Chip Kelly and the people he had out there, understanding the West Coast offense, spread it out, pass protection, bringing both of those together and not coming to Ohio State, literally in the middle of the two. He's really been able to implement both of our run game progressions and our pass game progressions. It's been really cool to learn, and we're still learning. We're not all where we need to be yet, but it's been really, really cool to see the start of it.
Having a coach, you can not only tell you what to do, but
to
some capacity show you.
Yeah, practice. Yeah. He's been awesome with that. I mean, like just now, he's sitting in the cold tubs with us, joking that he's sore, and we're all kind of looking at him like, "Yeah, all right." But yeah, no, it's been pretty cool having him be able to be out there with us, and he's been through it. He knows this process very well. He knows what the camp's like. He knows what it's like to be here all day and just be sore, be tired. But having him out there has been pretty unique to kind of show us, and not only just tell us what to do.
Yeah,
in the cold tub, and his ankles were sore. God bless him. I hope he's going to be all right and recover. But, yeah.
Hey, what is missing in that run game, rush game for you guys last year, and some of the key moments that you think you guys have figured out or gotten straight?
Yeah, I think we're still working. And for us, I mean, obviously, we came up short in a few instances last year, but overall, I mean, I think we almost led the country in yards per carry. So I think we had a pretty substantial run game last year. And even though there's a few times where we came up short, I think overall we had a pretty decent run game, to say the least. But yeah, no, we're just getting better every day. That's really all it is. And like anything in life, you really never have anything perfect. So I'm just working every day to get better.
But what does Coach Fry brought to that equation?
He just brings a different idea and a different ideology of progressions of step footwork, how to use double teams to your advantage, stuff like that. It's just been really unique to kind of learn something new.
Luke, you seem to be strategic about your NIL deals and maybe more engaged than some others. How do you go through that process? How do you pick something like yesterday?
Yeah, for me, like I know I don't play a sexy position, even though I think center's pretty good. Most companies don't see center as the quite sexiest position and get a lot of publicity. But for me, it's companies I really believe in. This offseason, I was really working on a way to enhance my diet. I'm trying to tone up my body a little more and lose some fat. And I love to drink like sugary drinks, lemonade, sodas, you name it. And for me, this company, Lemon Perfect, that I started founded at Giant Eagle, and it was pretty good. It's water infused with lemon, and there's no calories, and it has really good flavors. So for me, it was really unique to be able to drink something and it be healthy and help me lose a lot of weight. And I reached out to them, and they were able to work a deal out with me. And it's been a lot of fun being able to work with them and partner with them and even get my diet even better.
So you solicited the hookup.
Yeah. And their company has been great working with me, sending me product, and a few of my teammates. I bring it to our houses, and it's gone like a day. And I used to have to start hiding it in my closet so people don't take it on me. So the Lemon Perfect. It's been awesome for my diet. Most importantly, that's kind of why I started drinking it. And it's just a plus that it's good to drink. So
how many deals do you have, and what are some of the other ones?
Right now I have, I'm working with Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet, on Broad Street. And for me, having a nice car, I mean, I drove a Jeep Patriot with crank windows and a stick, and got a nice upgrade to a nice truck. It's been really awesome. So I've really enjoyed it.
How does that work? Is it like a year lease, or is it just as long as you play at Ohio State, it's yours? Or
It's a partnership. So even if I leave here and I need to come back at some point, and I need to, instead of renting a car, if I can hit them up and they'll let me have one for a weekend or however long I'm in town and use it. So I'm on a season lease. So it's been really cool to be able to be working with such a great company that's been able to help me drive around and get around Columbus in style.
What about a role in a movie?
No, Marvel hasn't hit me yet for the Superman role. Exactly. So nothing yet.
Did you get to meet him? Have you met him?
No, not yet. I have not.
Yeah.
Luke, how many days before the Minnesota game did you find out you were starting? What was that like?
I think maybe four or five before. And for me, it was awesome. It was kind of just a cool moment for me, kind of just seeing all my hard work and everything I put into it kind of come to fruition. So for me, it was just a kind of realization of all that, and thankful that I was always stayed prepared and didn't get down on myself when I got told a few days before that I wasn't starting. So for me, it was just it was a sigh of relief, and I was ready to go and really excited to show what I could do on the field.
So how many days before that were you told you weren't going to be the starter?
Like 4 days before that, it was a hard phone call home, and it was just kind of a very cool moment that I got to share with my family and with my teammates to go out there and be able to play and contribute to the team.
And you were snapping to a guy who obviously had never thrown a pass. How different is it now? Your experience, his experience?
I think CJ, obviously he's an amazing player and all the things you see from him on the field, but what you guys don't see is the leadership steps that he's been taking this offseason. I think that that's been the biggest for me. As much as he can throw a ball 60 yards on the dot, his leadership inside the huddle and within the team has been amazing. I think that's something that he's really improved, and it's been awesome to see as he's been growing as a player.
Luke, how important is it for you guys to see different fronts during preseason camp, so that you walk up to lunch scrimmage, you're not going to be surprised? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's actually, that's as funny as I was talking with a few coaches about that the other day, and how it's been instrumental with Coach Knowles' defense, him showing all these different looks and all the things they're able to do. And it's not just we're seeing a four down front every day for 20 days straight, and then like last year we walk into Oregon and they play OJ, and now it's three down. Now we got to learn three down in a 4 day span.
Yeah.
So it's been really cool to see all these fronts early and often to be able to get adapted to them. Basically, the team we have coming on September 3rd likes to do a lot of the same.
Yeah, I saw a guy doing like a little run through, walk through the other day, and there's the Leo floating across the back side of the line and stuff. So y'all are seeing a lot of that defense, right?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that defense. Like what I like to tell my offensive line right now is, learn to love this defense, because that's what we're seeing week one. So if you want to be on the field, you got to learn how to love it.
How good is that defense, do you think? I mean, just how novel is it?
I think the way they have it organized is amazing. The way they have their calls and the system of defense is really impressive from an offensive standpoint. The way they have their calls orchestrated, and everything has a family, and then within that family they have a bunch of different calls. So I think I'm really excited to see what they're able to do this season.
You brought the Oregon game and how that was like the first time you saw that. Were you guys not the same way as you were this year?
It's just a little different, because in camp you're working against each other, so the defense is running their defensive fronts, and they had three down packages, but it wasn't like this year. And the three down packages were blitzing, it was third down, it was formations like that, and not on a first second down basis. So we weren't really running the ball against it, so it was interesting to see. I mean, you prepare for it, but it's nothing like preparing for it the week before a game.
Because this is such a multiple defense, it coincidentally helps you guys out with some of the teams.
Exactly.
Hey, Luke, I've asked your line mates this question, but you're the perfect person to answer it. Which side of the line, right or left, is better?
Right and left. That's the great answer right now. I think on both sides, I mean, you look across the line, I feel like a real midget. Not as bad as last year, but I think we have massive guys on both sides of the line and guys that are just move people. And I'm really excited to see. I mean, I think I've already seen it already, what, now 4 or 5 days into camp, what they're able to do. And it's only the second day that we've been in shoulder pads. So it's going to be really cool to see the progression of how both sides improve and get better every week.
Were you happy with the way you guys moved people last year?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I said it earlier, I think we almost led the country in yards per carry, and so when people knock our run game, it's like, well, yeah, we came up short in a few instances, but, I mean, look at the whole picture. Yeah, I mean, everyone likes, you do 100 things, or 99 things right, you do one thing wrong, everyone's going to remember the one thing, so it's kind of remembering, yeah, like, maybe we came short a few plays, but at the whole picture, we weren't really that bad, so.
You spent last year next to Paris as a guard, now he's back at tackle. How do you make that transition?
Oh, he's been awesome. It's been really cool to see how he's been taking the things he learned at right guard and moving over to left tackle. I think from a pass game standpoint, you're able to see him now understand, all right, now I got space. And he's big and strong and athletic. And with him in space, it's lethal. So it's been really cool to see him take the things he's learned and now transition out to tackle.
All right,
big move. Thank you. Early, but how are things going for you at left tackle? Just how do you feel personally?
It's been fun. It's been a good learning experience. You know, I'm going against the best edge rushers in the country. You know, like, we have a great group alignment, and so I think I've just been taking it just one day at a time, and I've just been trying to enjoy every day. I feel like this is the first camp I haven't, like, dreaded it as a young guy, but more so I'm excited for each opportunity I get to improve my craft.
We were talking with Zen earlier. How's he coming along as a redshirt freshman young guy? I know he's the backup left tackle. How's he coming along?
Zen has really made a lot of great strides. Like, he's really impressed me this summer as far as each day. I was, like, you know, I tell people all the time, like, I started last year, and I was still out here every day of the summer. It didn't matter what it was, doing extra reps with our GA or by myself as much as I could. And Zen was always right there. He was asking a thousand questions, but he was still right there doing every rep. If it wasn't exactly perfect, you want to do it again. And that was just exactly, that's the type of person he is, you know. And like, not everybody's gonna be out there to do the extra stuff, you know. It's not very common, but for Zen, like, you can tell he really wants it.
With Coach Fry coming in, what are your overall thoughts on him so far? What's maybe a few things he really brings to the table that could stand out to you?
I love Coach Fry. I love his energy, and I you know, he really connects with everybody in the room, and you know, he's got to know everybody in the room really well so far. So, you know, he knows the interest of every player and just how to really coach them up and get the most out of them, which has been really cool. And I feel like he knows, like, when, like, he came in, he had a plan for me and for my development. Has been helped me a lot out so far. So,
like Luke was saying, like, playing right guard last year, he thinks that helped you. How much did that help you? He said you're lethal, as you heard now in space at left tackle. Just your thoughts on those comments, and maybe how much playing right guard has helped you going into this year.
I feel like the time I spent in the summer just working on the pass, which is working on the extra time to myself to take it slower, to get, you know, to adjust the space, to get the technique down, the fundamentals down, has definitely helped me out in camp. It's made pass pro feel really, really fun again, like it did in high school, you know. So, and I feel like, you know, that's what everybody just wants to get. And there's some situations, depending on the defensive look, and you know, the guy's gonna go inside. So, I there's some situations where I use my right guard technique and pass pro, and it just looks really clean. Like, somebody I watch a lot who has the same tendencies I showed in college was like Evan Neal. You know, he has tape where his feet and close space and pass pro look really good because he spent a season at guard, and it really shows.
Paris DeWand was talking about the patience that's required sometimes to tackle compared to playing inside. You know, it's been a while since you sort of made this switch back. So, how do you feel about, I guess, having to kind of switch up your mentality a little bit playing outside as opposed to playing inside when it comes to how fast things happen?
Yeah, I feel like the one thing, like, at guard, like, even in the, you have to have a calm mindset and pass protection, you know, because, like, that patience is, like, you know, you, like, live or die on that patience, you know what I mean? So I feel like at guard, I had that mindset of aggressive in the run game, but he's right there, so you kind of have to be aggressive in the pass game. that tackle is not the case. You got to shift your mindset depending on, you know, his alignment, depending on the yardage, down the distance. So that the patience is really crucial, you know, have a calm mind so you can see everything. Because, you know, when you're angry, when you're aggressive, you know, your vision gets very narrow, you know.
We saw you, you know, you were out here at these recruiting camps in the summer, and there was a few times you're down at the far end of the field by yourself. It looks like you're just working through passes, even to the point where you were like breaking the huddle by yourself and then going through your passes. What do you get out of doing stuff like that?
I love doing that. I feel like I saw a quarterback, I think it was Russell Wilson. He does that. So I want to start doing that because I feel like, you know, we don't really huddle a whole lot here. But I feel like I like that the situation, okay, break, get to the line fast. Because, you know, everyone can get in their stance and do the little wiggle when they stand there for 5 seconds so everything feels right. But it's not always going to be like that, you know. So I like to practice like the tempo situations, like get lined up, go. So I kind of like to put myself in those situations.
You missed the huddle? Did your high school team huddle?
What's that?
I said, did you miss the huddle? Did your high school team huddle?
We did huddle in high school. I definitely like that we hurry up and we just keep going. Sometimes I feel like when you're tired, the last thing you want to do is just stand still. You kind of want to walk around a little bit. You want to move around. But sometimes, you know, we get a huddle and it feels great. So I'm not going to lie. It's kind of
like when you're jogging, you hit a stoplight, you got to stop. That's kind of the same deal.
Yeah.
What do you notice that's totally, that's big time difference with DeJuan Jones compared to a couple years ago?
I would definitely say just his focus and his demeanor. Like you can tell, like, this, like, little preparation period for us has been very business for him, you know, which is really good step.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's just been really locked in a film. He's taking notes, and you can see how. See, like he doesn't like accept reps that are half done anymore. You know what I mean? So I feel like I've started to see that, and it's really showing on the field.
Yeah, and he's talking about being lighter too. I mean, relatively speaking, you know, but he is a lighter man and stuff, and how he feels different coming off the ball and things like that. Do you see that in his game?
I do.
How does it show up? I mean, just
like velocity off the ball.
Harris, I was asking Coach Fry about your mental approach. He was really giving you a lot of credit for the way that you watch film and the things you do outside of being on the field practicing. What are you most working on in that part of your game? Whether you're watching film or, you know, something with your workouts, what has your attention outside of being on the practice field?
I would say I just try to – one thing I tell myself, I just want to enjoy the day, and I don't want to let anything steal my joy, because I feel like – in camp and look on social media and look across country, everybody, they have the wrong mindset coming into it. And then, so I feel like that's the first thing I tell myself. And then the second thing I tell myself is that I want to be deliberate with everything I do. I want to be very intentional, whether it's in the workouts, whether I watch film, because, you know, a lot of people watch film, but a lot of people aren't like watching with purpose, with intent. And I feel like it's a step that I need to take to mature myself mentally as far as my off the field and preparation. You know what I mean? Like just being, having that intent. I feel like it translates.
What have you learned about watching film? Like how are you watching it differently now than last year?
I feel like instead of just like turning on the tape and just seeing a whole defense, I might turn on the tape one day and I might be just looking at, okay, what does this guy do when this is there, you know, in this package, and the linebackers out here and the linebackers out there, you know, not just watching a guy and trying to analyze his moves, because the moves he used against a guy at school B might not be the moves that he's going to pull out, you know, that Saturday. But looking at what are his tendencies in this, linebackers are here, but he's, you know, in this stance, like, there's those things, you know what I mean? So I feel like just take, like, breaking it down. So eventually, as we get closer to that game day, you know, now I'm looking for those little things. So what are his moves? What are his? Trying to break it down instead of trying to get it all in one session. You know what I mean?
Harris, have you seen that same intentionality out of Donovan, and in what ways?
Oh, Donovan's had that since he enrolled in school, you know, and which has been really like impressive. Like he asks a lot of questions, really good questions, you know, older guys doing something. He's right there. He's trying to figure it out, so. I would say he's definitely had that.
What's like the most impressive moment from him so far?
I just think his ability as a young guy just to jump in, you just forget that. He just got here last year, like, I see Donnie, look at Donnie, and I'm like, oh, dang, like, you just got here. I know it's your second year, but you just got here. You know, like, he's really talented.
So, how are you different physically from when you first got here and even last year? Are you about the same size but just stronger, or you gained weight as well? Just how would you describe it?
I would say that probably like right now, I probably weigh about maybe a little bit more than I did on the average Saturday for game days, which is good, but I feel like I had the time off season to get it up there, you know, because I went from my first season maybe like 306, 307, and played last year maybe around, I guess I was heavier last year, but so I feel like I'm a little lighter, but I'm definitely a lot stronger, so I feel heavier. You know, why when I do my pass protection and everything. So
about 315.
Two more questions.
That's what you're listening. About 315 pounds, or
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there Paris, a time last year when you were sitting there at the guard going, "Man, this just ain't my thing"?
No, I feel like in the moment.
You know what I mean?
You don't have that mindset. Like I feel like the second I got moved to guard, I knew I would have an absolutely terrible season if I put my hand down at guard and think I should be a tackle right now. So once I got put at guard, I watched film like a guard. I didn't watch what the tackles are doing. I'm watching what guards are doing. You know, I'm like, when my time comes, I'm going to go back. I'm going to learn all the tackle technique right now. What are the guards doing? So I feel like you have to have that mindset. You have to take on. If you had put me at center, I might have took 10 minutes. But then after that, you have to have the mindset, I am in center. Because you're playing full speed, that D tackle doesn't care that you're going to be a tackle.
If you had to explain to someone Justin Fry's coaching style, what would you say?
I would say versatile. Like, he can, one moment, when you, I feel like he can really, like, read you. Like, he knows when, you need somebody up in your face, but he knows when to pull you back, pull you to the side, talk to you to be able to get the, like, most out of you for that next play, that next series.
Paris, you mentioned that emphasis on enjoying every day. Have you always had that mindset, or is that something you've kind of learned?
I feel like I've had that mindset, but definitely not for camp, you know? So I feel like, you know, the freshman I'm thinking about, I just want to survive camp. You know, COVID is going to be different, so nobody can tell me how it's going to be. The camp's canceled, the camp's back on, the camp's canceled, there's no season. And they're like, you know, last year's my first camp, now I'm starting, I'm trying to figure out this guard stuff, but then it's also a real camp. Now I feel like I have the opportunity to be intentional. I know my spot. I spent the summer doing all the basics, the fundamentals over and over and over and over again, even on the camp days. So now I'm just have the mindset of just enjoying my day and have that mindset, even, you know, through the warm-ups and stuff, not being like, oh, it's hot, it's hot. I'm going to just enjoy this day. I have nothing else. I have no school. And then just thinking about how can I get better than I was yesterday.
This is the first time you really feel comfortable.
Yeah, like I feel excited for camp days. I wake up and I'm okay. Like, I feel excited. I might be a little tired in the morning, but I'm still excited.
Even last year, question. You were playing an uncomfortable role for yourself. Was that better than just being a left tackle last year? Maybe you were in a backup role because at least you were out there.
Yeah, if they could have put me at free safety and I would have started to backpedal and try to cover somebody. Like, I just wanted to be on the field, you know, for the Buckeyes, you know, to be able to play. Like, they said they wanted the best five up there, and I was honored to be, you know, seen in that light to be able to play. Last year, they could have put me at center. Snap might have not been there, but I would have been grabbing somebody. So, you know.
Thank you, Paris.
All right, folks, hope you enjoyed those interviews. As always, keep it locked into this podcast feed, and you will get more player interviews and press conferences and coach interviews, all the good shit. And don't forget about the Daily Blitz on YouTube, Facebook, and this podcast feed. Talk to you later. Go Bucks.